The dinner was scheduled to start at 5 p.m., but by 4:45, there was already a line of people waiting outside the Filipino Community Hall in downtown Juneau. By 5:15, the building was packed. Made in Cristobal was selling tickets.
It's pretty busy. We are swamped. There's a lot of people, and we have a lot of donations.
Tickets sold for $15 per plate.
Some were paying $50, and some were giving out a $100 bill for a $15 plate dinner.
Dante Reyes is president of Filipino Community Incorporated. Shortly after Typhoon Haiyan struck the Philippines November 8th, the nonprofit decided to cancel its annual free Thanksgiving Day meal and instead hold a fundraising dinner and auction.
So let's hear another bid. We have $150, and it goes to such a great cause. $175, $200,
Juneau Representative Kathy Munoz was one of the auctioneers. State legislators and past and present assembly members stood with members of Filipino Community Inc. to help serve food to about 515 people. The evening brought in more than $21,000. Reyes says some of the gifts were very personal, like Gabriel Kelly's donation. Reyes says Kelly was raising money for his own trip to France and decided to give half of it to the fundraiser.
I opened the envelope and I was very, very surprised with the amount. It was a $1,000 check. I'm not an emotional person, but at the time I'm holding back something. Somebody not a Filipino, not related to Filipino, instead of having that for himself, he shared it to those who need that big amount of money in the Philippines.
A portion of the total money raised will go to Juneau's sister city in the Philippines, Calibo, which is in Aklan province.
Aklan, too, was damaged by Typhoon Haiyan. It is also on the path of the Typhoon Haiyan going out of the Philippines. And it also has devastated not only homes and properties, but also some human lives.
Joseline Ferrer is on the Filipino Community Inc. Board of Directors. Ferrer is from the Visayas region, one of the areas hardest hit by Haiyan. Almost every Filipino at the fundraiser was affected in some way by the typhoon.
We are doing okay as far as mental, emotional. We're hanging in there. I mean, we're all strong, keeping everybody strong for each other. But with the help of the community, the whole Juneau community, this is definitely giving us more of a boost.
Ferrer says she was overwhelmed by how many people were at the dinner, especially since it was such a last-minute event.
It looked like, just like the Filipino community, Filipinos managed to put it all together and hang in there. And like they say, rise up, Philippines, and we will do that.
Reyes says funds will go to a few different organizations, including an international foundation based in the U.S. and Philippines, Catholic Relief Services, and Red Cross. In Juneau, I'm Lisa Fu.